From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
The country is doing well in so many ways, but there's such divisiveness, such division.
That was U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday in a meeting with the leadership of both parties on comprehensive immigration reform.
And I really believe we can solve that. I think this system is a very bad system in terms of getting together. And I'm going to leave it up to you, but I really believe you can do something to bring it together. Yeah?
Senator Lindsey Graham.
Bob, I've been doing this for 10 years. I don't think I've seen a better chance to get it done than I do right now because of you. John's right. I'm not going to support a bill if you don't support it. I've had my head beat out a bunch. I'm still standing. I'm Lindsey Grahamnesty, Lindsey Gomez, you name every name you want to give to me, it's been assigned to me. And I'm still standing. The people of South Carolina want a result. How could I get elected? I've been for a pathway to citizenship for 11 million people because I have no animosity toward them. I don't want crooks. I don't want bad hombres. I want to get a merit-based immigration system to make sure we can succeed in the 21st century. I'm willing to be more than fair to the 11 million. I just don't want to do this every 20 years. Now, we made a decision, Mr. President, not to do it comprehensively. I think that's a smart decision, but a hard decision. We've passed three comprehensive bills out of the Senate with over 65 votes. They go to the House and die, and I'm not being disparaging to my House colleagues. This is tough politics if you're a Republican House member turning on the radio. To my Democratic friends, thanks for coming. The Resist movement hates this guy. They don't want him to be successful at all. You turn on Fox News and I can hear the drumbeat coming. Right-wing radio and TV talk show hosts are going to beat the crap out of us because it's going to be amnesty all over again. I don't know if the Republican and Democratic Party can define love, but I think what we can do is do what the American people want us to do. 62% of the Trump voters support a pathway to citizenship for the DACA kids if you have strong borders. You have created an opportunity here, Mr. President, and you need to close the deal.
Thank you, Lindsey. You know, it's very interesting because I do have people that are, let's just to use a very common term, very far right and very far left. They're very unhappy about what we're doing, but I really don't believe they have to be because I really think this sells itself. And, you know, when you talk about comprehensive immigration reform, which is where I would like to get to eventually, if we do the right bill here, we are not very far away. You know, we've done most of it. If you want to know the truth, Dick, if we do this properly, DACA, you're not so far away from comprehensive immigration reform. And if you want to take it that further step, I'll take the heat. I don't care. I don't care. I'll take all the heat you want to give me. And I'll take the heat off both the Democrats and the Republicans. My whole life has been heat. I like heat in a certain way. But I will. I mean, you are somewhat more traditional politicians than me. 2.5 years ago, I was never thinking in terms of politics. Now I'm a politician. You people have been doing it, many of you, all your lives. I'll take all the heat you want. But you are not that far away from comprehensive immigration reform. And if you wanted to go that final step, I think you should do it. And if you want to study earmarks to bring us all together so we all get together and do something, I think you should study it. Chuck, did you have something to say?
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa.
I'd like to talk about the reality of the whole situation and take off from what Cornyn and Graham have said of the necessity of you working with us, and you're doing that by having this meeting and other meetings as well. But we've always talked in the United States Senate about the necessity of getting 60 votes, and that's pretty darn tough. But if we would write a bill that you don't like and you veto it, we're talking about a 67-vote threshold, right? Two-thirds in the United States Senate. So that's the reality of negotiating in good faith and getting something you can sign. The second reality is the March 5th date that's coming up. Because if we don't do some good faith negotiation and make progress and get a bill on the floor of the United States Senate, our leader is going to have to bring up either the House bill or the bill that some of us has introduced in the United States Senate, and we're going to have a vote on it. And those people that don't want to vote to legalize DACA kids are going to have to explain why that they haven't wanted to protect the vulnerable people that we're all here talking about. We're talking about everything except doing something for the DACA kids. You know, I would vote for a path to citizenship, which isn't very easy for me, but I would do it just as an effort. But there's certain things that you've got, we got to guarantee that we're going to do.
That's going to be brought up. I really believe that will be brought up as part of what we're talking about at some point. It's an incentive for people to do a good job. If you want to know the truth, that whole path is an incentive for people, and they're not all kids. I mean, you know, we used to talk about kids. They're not really kids. You have them 39, 40 years old in some cases. But it would be an incentive for people to work hard, do a good job. So, you know, that could very well be brought up the path.
Talking about legalizing people here that didn't break the law because their parents who broke the law brought them here. And we ought to be talking about what we can do for the people that had no fault of their own and get the job done and not worry about a lot of other things that we're involved in, and that means that we got to make sure that we tell the American people when we're taking this step that we're doing something that all the people agree to, you know.
Mr. President.
Democratic Representative Steny Hoyer from Maryland, who is the minority whip in the House.
Let me just say, I think Dick and I agree with what Chuck Grassley just said.
It's hard to believe. When was the last time that happened?
We need to take care of these DACA kids, and we all agree on that. 86% of the American public agrees on that. With all due respect, Bob and Mike and Lindsay, there are some things that you're proposing that are going to be very controversial and will be an impediment to agreement.
But you're going to negotiate those things. You're going to sit down. You're going to say, listen, we can't agree here. We'll give you half of that. You're going to negotiate those things.
Mr. President, comprehensive means comprehensive.
No, we're not talking about comprehensive.
No,
we're talking about
comprehensive. We are talking about comprehensive.
If you want to go there, it's okay, because you're not that far away.
Mr. President, many of the things that are mentioned ought to be a part of the negotiations regarding comprehensive immigration reform.
Then, if you want to take it a step further, I'm going to have to rely on you.
I think we should complicate it,
and you may delay DACA somewhat.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin from Illinois.
I don't want to do that. You said at the outset we need to phase this. I think the first phase is what Chuck and Steny and I have mentioned, others as well. We have a deadline looming and a lot of lives hanging. We can agree on some very fundamental and important things together on border security, on chain, on the future of diversity visas. Comprehensive, though, I worked on it for 6 months with Michael Bennett and a number of Bob Menendez and Schumer and McCain and Jeff Flake, and it took us 6 months to put it together. We don't have 6 months for the DACA.
We're not talking about comprehensive. Yeah. Take a look at our bill,
Ms. Yeah. Well, you mentioned a number of factors that are going to be controversial, as Steny has mentioned.
But you're going to negotiate. Dick, you're going to negotiate. And maybe we'll agree and maybe we won't. I mean, you know, it's possible we're not going to agree with you, and it's possible we are, but there should be no reason for us not to get this done. And Chuck, I will say, when this group comes back, hopefully with an agreement, this group and others from the Senate, from the House, comes back with an agreement, I'm signing it. I mean, I will be signing it. I'm not going to say, oh, gee, I want this or I want that. I'll be signing it because I have a lot of confidence in the people in this room that you're going to come out with something really good. Senator, would you like to say something, Diane?
I would.
Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein from California.
As you know, we tried for comprehensive immigration reform in the Senate. It was on the floor. There were a number of amendments. It got a lot of attention in the Judiciary Committee. And then the House didn't take it up. I think there needs to be a willingness on both sides. And I don't know how you would feel about this, but I'd like to ask the question, what about a clean DACA bill now with a commitment that we go into a comprehensive immigration reform procedure like we did back, I remember when Kennedy was here, and it was really a major, major effort, and it was a great disappointment that it went nowhere.
I have no problem. I think that's basically what Dick is saying. We're going to come out with DACA. We're going to do DACA, and then we can start immediately on the phase two, which would be comprehensive.
Would you be agreeable to that?
Yeah, I would like to do that. Go ahead. I think a lot of people would like to see that, but I think we have to do DACA first.
Mr. President, you need to be clear, though.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California.
I think what Senator Feinstein's asking here,
When we talk about just DACA, we don't want to be back here 2 years later. You have to have security, as the secretary would tell you.
But I think that's what she's saying.
I think you're saying DACA without security. Are you talking about security as well?
Well, I think if we have some meaningful, comprehensive immigration reform, that's really where the security goes. Yeah. And if we could get the DACA bill, because March is coming and people are losing their status every day.
But let's be honest with you. Security was voted on
just a few years ago. And no disrespect, there's people in the room on the other side of the aisle who voted for it. If I recall, Senator Clinton voted for it. So I don't think that's comprehensive. I think that's dealing with DACA at the same time. I think that's really what the president's making. It's kind of like three pillars. DACA, because we're all in the room want to do it. Border security, so we're not back out here, and chain migration. It's just three items, and then everything else that's comprehensive is kind of moved to the side. So I believe when the president talks about DACA and the lottery.
And I think you should add merit. I mean, if you can, add merit-based.
No, I don't know. Who's going to argue with merit-based? Who can argue with merit-based? And Diane, go ahead.
Do you really think that there can be agreement
on all of
that quickly to get DACA passed in time? I wanted to ask Mr. McCarthy a question.
Oh, yeah.
Do you really think there can be agreement on those three difficult subjects you raise in time to get DACA passed and effective? So
yes, because you have heard from Leader McConnell and Speaker Ryan, who said they will put the bill onto the floor if the president agrees to it. And us getting to the room, I haven't seen us be this close and having this discussion in quite a few years of the last 4 years. So I think, yes, we can make this happen. We all know it. We've done it before. Look, you and I spent a long time. We did probably one of the most difficult things to do in California, water. And I believe we can get there, and we can just keep working each day on this.
Mr. President,
I think what we're all saying is we'll do DACA, and we can certainly start comprehensive immigration reform the following afternoon, okay? We'll take an hour off and then we'll start. But I do believe that. Because once we get DACA done, if it's done properly with, you know, security and everything else, if it's done properly, we have taken a big chunk of comprehensive out of the negotiation. And I don't think it's going to be that complicated. Yes.
We have to be very clear, though.
Republican Senator David Perdue from Georgia.
In my opinion, we'll be right back here either 5 years, 30 years, whatever. But the chain migration is so insidious. It is the fundamental flaw in the immigration policy of the United States. If any conversation about DACA is being held without that consideration, I agree with border security as well, but any conversation about that is not going to go anywhere in the United States Senate. And if we think we're going to divide one side versus the other, that's just not going to happen on this issue.
David, I think chain migration has taken a very big hit over the last 6 months. You know, people are seeing what's happening. People, for instance, the man on the West Side Highway that killed the people and so badly wounded. You know, it's incredible when they talk about wounded. They don't say that arms are off and legs are off. One person lost two legs. You know, nobody talks about it. They said eight died, but they don't talk about the 12 people that have no legs, no arms, and all of the things. So I'm talking about everybody. I really believe that when you talk about the subject that we're all mentioning right now, I think they had how many people came in? 22 to 24 people came in through him. This is a killer. This is a guy who ran over many people. Eight died. 10 to 12 are really badly injured. So I really think that a lot of people are going to agree with us now on that subject. I really don't see there's a big...
70% of Americans want the immigration policy to be the family, the nuclear family, and the worker. 70%.
David, chain migration, though, has taken a very big hit in the last year with what's happening. I mean, you're looking at these killers, whether you like or not. We're looking at these killers, and then you see 18 people came in, 22 people came in, 30 people came in with this one person that just killed a lot of people. I really don't believe there are a lot of Democrats that are going to be supporting chain migration anymore.
Well, should we have the Homeland Security Secretary?
Yes. No, just a couple things on border security. I just want to try to make sure we're all linking.
DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen.
The reason that border security is so important to have have as part of this discussion is that it doesn't solve the problem if we can apprehend people, but we can't remove them. So we need the wall system, which is some physical infrastructure, as the president described, personnel and technology, but we have to close those legal loopholes, because the effect of that is this incredible pull up from Central America that just continues to exacerbate the problem. So border security has to be part of this, or we will be here again in 3, 4, 5 years, again, maybe unfortunately sooner. The other point I would just make is the president asked DHS, he asked the men and women of DHS, what do you need to do your job? Congress, the American people have entrusted to you the security of our country. What is it that you need? The list that we have provided is what we need to do our mission that you asked us to do. It's not less than, it's not more than, it is what we need to close those loopholes to be able to protect our country. So I would just encourage everyone, much more eloquently than I can, described all the reasons why we all, I think, here are committed to helping the DACA population. But to truly solve the problem, it's got to be in conjunction with border security.
Later at her daily briefing, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders answered some questions from reporters.
As you know, the president spoke at length during the immigration meeting this morning and answered even a few questions for you. So we're going to keep it a little shorter today here in the briefing. So with that, I will take your questions. Major.
Can you help us clarify, when the Democrats came out, they applauded the president for organizing the meeting, but said it was their understanding this would be a two-phase process, DACA first, and then other elements that you outlined in your statement second, and that they perceive January 19th, not March 5th, as the deadline for action. Can you explain the president's interpretation of the meeting and that assessment of the congressional Democrats?
Right. The president just concluded what we felt was a very successful and productive bipartisan and bicameral meeting on immigration reform. During the closed-door session, the leadership agreed to negotiate and narrow the focus to four issues: border security, chain migration, visa lottery, and DACA. They all agreed that those four things would be part of the negotiation, and beyond that, then they could move into additional scope. But at this point, those are the four things on the table and the four things that we anticipate that they'll be negotiating.
Those four things are phase one from the president's perspective.
Correct.
And are they tied to January 19th or March 5th?
We haven't outlined the date, and I'm certainly not going to negotiate what that date looks like from the podium. That's something that we're going to work with Congress on. But those are the four areas that they all agreed at the conclusion of the meeting to narrow the scope and the focus to. John?
How confident are you that those four things will remain part of phase one of this process? Senator Dianne Feinstein posited the idea of doing a clean DACA bill, which the president at first seemed to embrace before he was...
Only if he embraced, only if you look at what the president's definition of a clean DACA bill is. And within that bill, he thinks that you have to include not just fixing DACA, but closing the loopholes and making sure we have a solution on that front so we don't create a problem and find ourselves right back where we started in 1, 2, 3 years later.
Which is clearly different than her perspective on a clean DACA bill, because she clearly stated that she thinks they should do a clean DACA bill, just handle the Dreamers, and then handle border security as part of comprehensive immigration reform.
So is
the president setting himself up here for a battle where the Democrats are going to say, no, let's just do DACA, and he's on the other side, and then there's no coming together?
I think the president is setting himself up to achieve what everybody in that room agreed they wanted to see happen, and that is a deal on DACA, a deal on border security, talking about chain migration and visa lottery. That's where we are in this process. Those are the four principles. Matthew.
Thanks. There are two quick questions, if I may. The Democrats said after the meeting that they support border security measures, and that their understanding is that the president uses the term wall and border security interchangeably. Is that true?
We certainly believe that the wall is part of border security. That's one component of it. We firmly, again, believe that border security has to be part of this negotiation and part of this deal. Michael.
Can I ask just a question about phase two of the immigration issue as the president laid it out today? So once you get past the DACA debate and some of these other issues, Senator Lindsey Graham seemed to lay on the table the idea of something that Senator Graham supports, which is a comprehensive plan that would include a path to citizenship for all 11 or 12 million, however many you count them, people that are illegally in this country. And the president seemed to respond, you know, let's do it, let's go for it, something along those lines. So are we to then take away that the president is firmly committed to a path to citizenship, to trying to get to a path to citizenship for all 11 million illegal immigrants in the country, once phase two comes?
Like, right, our focus is on the four things that I laid out. That's where our negotiation is, and that's phase one. And that's our, hold on, that's our focus and our priority. We're certainly open to talking about a number of other issues when it comes to immigration, but right now this administration is focused on those four things and that negotiation, and not a lot else at this front. Stephen.
Thanks, Sarah. Just to take another stab at Michael's question, can you help us understand the term as the president used it? What does comprehensive immigration reform mean to this White House?
Again, our focus, like I told Michael, is those four priorities, border security, ending chain migration, ending the visa lottery system, and coming up with a permanent solution to DACA. That's where we're focused, and that's what we're going to be committed to during this negotiation process.
As much as the president today seemed to say, okay, let's go on to comprehensive immigration reform the afternoon.
As he said, once we get through this process, he said, let's get this deal done, and then we'll take an hour off, and then we'll move on to the next phase of the negotiation. Right now, this administration is focused on those things and making sure we get that deal done, and then we'll move forward from that point.
So Jessica. Has the president not decided what comprehensive immigration reform means to him?
Look, I'm not going to negotiate with you from the podium. This is something that the leadership agreed to, primarily led by Kevin McCarthy and the president in this meeting, that this would be the focus coming out of today. Let's get a deal on this, and then we'll move forward and talk about other things. Jordan.
Thanks, Sarah. It's pretty unusual for us in the press corps to have a front row seat to those kind of negotiations in the cabinet room for around an hour. Whose decision was it to allow the press in to witness that entire negotiation, and what was the goal of having us sit there and watch?
Just to be clear, you weren't there for the entire negotiation, because the deal didn't take place until after you guys left. I think a number of individuals in the room felt it was a good thing to let you see the cooperation and the conversation between both sides, and see how we're working and leading to move the ball down the field and come up with some real solutions. John?
Yeah, thank you, Sarah. Going back to the wall, last summer, Governor Gracas, the head of the Mexican Governors Association, said that when the president started talking about a price tag on building the wall, that meant he'd given up on his idea of making Mexico pay for it. Now, in his remarks in Tennessee and in his recent speeches, the president has talked about the cost of the wall, and there's been no mention of his standard phrase, and Mexico will pay for it. Has the president abandoned the idea of Mexico paying for the wall?
No, he hasn't. Peter.
Sarah, just to be clear, if the president wants a bill of love, why doesn't he drop the demand for a border wall and deal with the Dreamers alone immediately?
Because you have to have a full solution to this problem. You have to make sure that you're taking every step in border security, and you want to make sure that if you fix things on DACA, you don't create and exacerbate the problem and have to deal with it again in a year. The president wants to make sure we have a clean solution to that front, and that's what we're going
to
do.
So what does the president say to young men like 24-year-old Jesus Contreras? He's from Houston. He's a paramedic. He's been working hard in this country to help make other lives better, who are now waiting for Congress to come up with something, or they may get shipped to a country they've never known.
He says exactly what he just did in that room. Let's work together. Let's figure this out. I'm leading on this effort and bringing all the members that need to be part of the conversation to the table. And he said he was confident that they would come together and get it done. And so that's what we're going to do. Trey.
Thanks, sir. If I could follow up on the immigration meetings today, is the president concerned about the differences that Democrats and Republicans have when it comes to defining phrases like border security?
They have a lot of things that they agree on, and that's what we're going to focus on. But again, I'm not going to negotiate with you guys. Look, I've laid out what the principles and the priorities are and what all of the individuals in the meeting today agreed to narrow the scope to, and that's what we're going to continue to push for. Sure. Jake.
Thanks,
Thank you, Sarah. First of all, on border security, we're hearing a lot about immigration. How big of a role, though, does drug trafficking play right now in vis-a-vis the president and Congress?
It's certainly a factor. It's one of the reasons that the president is very committed to border security, wants to stop the influx of drugs coming into this country.
But surely it's going to be more than just the wall, because drugs are very easily flung over a wall, right?
Correct. Border security is more than just the wall. Charlie?
Thank you, Sarah. A lot of immigration critics believe that a DACA deal, by its very nature, is considered to be amnesty. Does the White House believe that that is amnesty?
No, and we believe that this is an important part of the process, and again, one that we're committed to finding a solution for. Jim?
Just to be crystal clear on this, does the president want a wall in exchange for giving those dreamers protection?
The president wants border security.
Okay. And
just to be clear.
Okay. So what does border security entail? Does it include the wall at this stage, or could the wall wait until later?
The wall is one of the pieces, as well as technology and a number of other things that have been laid out by the Department of Homeland Security. I believe that Secretary Nielsen spoke about that pretty extensively at the meeting today. That portion was covered by you all during that time frame.
The wall has to be part of a deal in order for these dreamers to have protection.
Border security does have to be part of this process.
I mean, there's a difference.
Why we want to secure our border? I absolutely do, because the safety and security of the people of this country are the president's number one responsibility and his number one priority when it comes to anything that he does. So absolutely.
But you understand how the law could be different than border security, Sarah. Border security can mean agents, it could mean more fencing. It doesn't necessarily mean a physical.
And that's part of the negotiation that we expect Congress to have.
But you understand Democrats are saying that they may not be in favor of this kind of deal. That they're not
if Democrats are in favor of protecting American citizens, then I think we've hit a sad day in American history, but I don't believe that to be the case, because as we heard many of them say as they sat around that table when several of you were in the room, they are committed to border security. They do want it. And most of them have voted for it previously before this legislation hit the floor. So anything different is just
a wall. If they say thanks but no thanks for a wall.
Jim, I'm not negotiating with you. I'm going to let Congress take care of that.
Yes. Sarah. Does the president have a fixed set of principles and priorities for comprehensive immigration reform, or does he believe that that's something he should be flexible on when it comes to that?
Look, as I've said, I'm not going to negotiate with you guys. We're going to do that with Congress. We've laid out what we want right now, and we'll make announcements when we move beyond those four priorities that we've laid out.
Immigration scene, shining and feeling clean. Could it be a sin? I got stopped by the immigration man. He said he doesn't know if he can. Let me in, let me in. Immigration man, can I cross the line and break? Can stay another day, let me in. Immigration man, I won't tow your line today. I can't see it anyway. There he was with his immigration face, giving me a paper chase, but the sun was coming, 'cause all at once it looked into my space, stamped a number over my face, and it sent me running. Won't you let me in, immigration man? Can I cross the line and pray I can stay another day? Man, I won't tow your line today. I can't see it anyway. Here I am with my immigration form. It's big enough to keep me warm when a cold wind's coming. So go where you will, as long as you think you can. You better watch out for the man. Anywhere you're going, come on and let me in.
Christian man. Can I cross the line and pray? Take your fingers from the tray. Let me in, irritation man. I won't tow your line today. I can't see it anyway.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.